over the years? How China's ranking been changing and developing?
Well, China has implemented 26 reforms in the past 15 years, which basically proves a continuous steady progress in improving the ease of doing business for small and medium enterprises. There is, of course, room for accelerated search efforts, but in general, 26 reforms have been acknowledged in 15 years, which is actually very good, only surpassed by two different economies in the region. It's only surpassed by Indonesia and Vietnam. But again, China continues to make steady progress over the years.
Can you tell us specifically in terms of doing business environment at this moment in China, what are China's advantages or strong points and what are the weak points?
Sure. China performs particularly well in the areas of enforcing contracts, enforcing commercial disputes, and registering property. For instance, in the enforcing commercial disputes, the so-called enforcing contracts indicator, China ranks fifth place globally in the ranking of enforcing contracts. Basically, that is because resolving a commercial dispute in China takes 496 days and costs 16.2% of the value of a claim. If you compare that with the East Asia and Pacific regional average, which is basically 566 days, 47.3%. There's a huge gap between the two average, which makes China very efficient in that area. Registering property for small and medium-sized company in China can be registered in 19 days compared to a regional average of 74.5 days. Those are basically the indicators where China basically performed the best. There is always room for improvement, but it takes time to implement reforms, and there are areas where reforms are always welcomed. In the Chinese case, for instance, in the indicator of dealing with construction permits, it takes 247 days to obtain a construction permit to build a warehouse in China. If you compare that with the regional average of 138 days, there is one indicator in particular, which is the resulting insolvency indicator. There is room for improvement for China in the so-called strength of insolvency framework, which basically measures the quality of the legal systems when it comes to insolvency and bankruptcy, and is based on good practices available internationally, as said by the UNCITRAL, the United Nations Commission for International Trade Law. And basically there is a score that goes from 0 to 16, 0 being the worst, 16 being the best, where basically all the best practices are implemented, and China currently scores 11, so there's room for improvement there, which basically will have an impact in the data in this specific indicator. So basically what can happen to debtors and creditors within the insolvency procedures, if specific procedures are actually available, like liquidation or reorganization procedures, what happened to the assets of the debtor during the procedure, the contracts, and what happened to the possibility of the company to revitalize its economic existence through procedures of reorganization or rehabilitation, and then the creditor's rights. So we measure these four specific components in order to assess the quality of the insolvency loss. Mm-hmm. And there is room for improvement in the case of China.
Do you want to say areas where the Chinese, either public or private sector, can work to improve on?
There are three elements where they can basically improve for all different indicators. Consistency, persistency, and patience are the key elements when it comes to regulatory reforms. In general, you have to always update your regulations, your business regulation, to the best practices available. So it's an issue of consistency. And what I meant with persistent is that it has to be not only for one specific cycle, but it has to be prolonged in time. And patience, basically, because it takes time to have all those reforms implemented.